President Bush hasn't taken a position on safety issues related to SUVs, but in his State of the Union address last month, the president said he wants to help protect the environment by having automakers develop hydrogen-powered cars. Weekend Edition essayist Andy Borowitz expects one key political constituency won't want to give up command of the road.
Hydrogen cars sound like a nice idea, but I'm not holding my oxygen. In order for them to catch on, suburban soccer moms would have to be willing to drive them. And unfortunately, they'd rather drive a vehicle that played a starring role during Operation Desert Storm, that gas-guzzling boat known as the Hummer. I'm not sure why suburban moms feel they need to drive a vehicle designed for the U.S. military. Granted, these moms do see some fighting, especially after a hotly contested soccer game. But those skirmishes usually involve fists and Prada bags, not cars. If you ask the moms, they'll say they need their Hummers to transport troops, to karate classes, violin recitals, and gymboree. They'll say they have to drive a Hummer because it's so roomy. That's like me saying I have to ride a cruise missile to work because it's so fast and so smart. But I don't think the soccer mom's love affair with the Hummer has anything to do with roominess. It's all about raw, savage power. Today's soccer mom is totally stressed out, tyrannized by bossy children who have been endowed since preschool with perversely high levels of self-esteem. You've seen her in the mall, rolling with the punches as her extortionist children demand the entire spring inventory of Abercrombie & Fitch. But put her behind the wheel of a Hummer and it's a whole different story. She becomes the mother of all mothers. All this points to yet another hidden cost of going to war in the Gulf once more. Whatever oversized army vehicle gets the most screen time on CNN will, in 5 years, become the hottest car in the suburbs. A leading candidate for this role is a light armored vehicle, or LAV, known in military circles as the Piranha. With its windowless body and 12.7mm gun turret, it's going to look scary as hell parked outside a Starbucks.
Andy Borowitz writes an online humor column at borowitzreport.com. And he drives a 1993 Honda Civic.